Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and directed by Max Hutto. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
Listen to it fizz. When you have a headache or aching muscles, that fizz can be the most reassuring sound in the world. Listen again. Yes, that's the mighty welcome sound of a glass of sparkling Alka-Seltzer, about to bring somebody prompt and effective relief. Alka-Seltzer can bring you that kind of wonderful pain relief, too, because it's a really effective pain reliever that's already in solution when you take it. And starting with a liquid is wise, because anything else has to be changed by your body into liquid form before it can help you. Try Alka-Seltzer, won't you? You'll say it's wonderful the way Alka-Seltzer takes charge of a headache. Buy a package or two at your drug counter soon. And then whenever a headache has you feeling bad, get to feeling good again with Speedy Alka-Seltzer.
There's an interesting article in this month's Partly True magazine. It's all about the various little rackets that unscrupulous salesmen use to make a fast buck. And Mr. McGee is telling Mrs. McGee about it right now.
This guy'd take a pair of plain gray rabbits, you see, and he'd put a wave in their fur with a curling iron, and then he'd take them out and sell them for chinchillas. Well, he was getting rich till the
cow. Oh, McGee, I don't believe that. Nobody could fall for a silly thing like that. For one thing, chinchillas have small ears, and a rabbit's ears are long.
That's the exact point, kiddo. This guy had an angle. He didn't just call them chinchillas. He advertised them as rare Mongolian long-eared chinchillas.
Oh.
When the big craze was on and people were paying several $100 a pair for chinchillas to breed, this Sharpie was getting $1,000 a pair for his Mongolian long-eared chinchillas. Imagine that.
Heavenly days, what a swindle.
Yeah.
He must have had some mighty dumb customers.
Nobody's too smart to get gypped sometimes, Molly, if it's done right.
Oh, I don't know. I doubt that, McGee. I don't think, for instance, that Dr. Gamble would fall for anything that silly.
Oh, no. Don't you worry. He could be took by a smart operator, just like any other pigeon. Anybody can.
Okay, have it your way.
I bet you if I had the right gimmick, I could con Doc Gamble out of anything. It's all in the way you set up the deal. And if you got the right... Hey, wait a minute.
Oh, now don't start trying to think up trouble for yourself because you'll only...
I got it, kiddo. I got it. I'll just prove it to you. Look... What would you say if I sold old skeptic Doc Gamble, the original wise guy, the guy that you claim nobody puts anything over on him, what would you think if I sold him a little piece of copper tubing about 6 inches long for $5?
What? Oh, don't talk silly, McGee. Dr. Gamble wouldn't pay you $5 for a 6-inch piece of gold tubing if it was full of diamonds, and you know it.
Well, you'll see, my dear, you'll see. I shall now retire to my workshop and prepare a little gimmick for the good Dr. Gamble. It'll show you how easy. And there it is, kiddo. What's it look like?
Well, it looks like a piece of copper tubing bent into a fancy curve. What is it?
It's a piece of copper tubing bent in a curve. It ain't fancy. It's threaded at both ends and with a wad of cotton stuffed inside of it where you can't tell it's there.
Sounds very useful. For what?
This, my dear, is a little gadget that I'm going to sell to Dr. George Gamble. I shall call it McGee's Guaranteed Gasoline Saver. Guaranteed to make your car use at least 50% less gas or your money back.
Oh, for goodness sakes, it won't work, McGee. You know it.
That's the gimmick. This little gadget will do exactly what I claim it'll do. It'll keep Doc's car from using gas.
Well, if the tube is stopped up, naturally gas won't go through it. But if gas doesn't go through it, the car won't run.
But we don't mention that part of it. No. We merely say that if he will buy the McGee gasoline saver for $5 and have it installed in the gas line of his car, we absolutely guarantee that his automobile will use much less gas.
Hmm.
We further state that if he doesn't find his car using much less gas, we will gladly refund double his money.
Double his money?
Yep, and that's the thing that'll clinch the deal, kiddo. Well, hand me my hat. When I get back from taking Doc Gamble for $5, maybe you'll believe me next time I tell you that every man's a pigeon if you feed him the right kind of corn.
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
Mother, I know you want to give your children every possible advantage. I've never met a good mother who didn't. So, as you probably know, your children must have enough vitamins to maintain normal growth and development, to keep alert and energetic as they should be. Now, your meals, no matter how well planned, may not always contain enough vitamins, because vitamins have a way of getting lost in cooking and processing of food. Well, that's why so many mothers buy one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets to fortify their meals. You see, one-a-day brand multiple vitamins supply all the vitamins children and adults normally need to take. Your youngsters like taking them, too, because one-a-day brand multiple vitamins are small and smooth-coated, so they're easy to swallow, and they don't leave an aftertaste. And there's no strain on the family budget, either. You can buy this protection for less than 3 cents a tablet. So protect your family from vitamin shortage. Fortify your meals with one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets, sold at drugstores everywhere.
Well, frankly, I never would have believed it, McGee. You mean the doctor actually bought that little copper tube from you?
Yep. Here's the $5 right here. It's all in knowing how, kiddo. Just getting the right angle. Every man's a pigeon.
I know, if you feed him the right kind of corn.
Yep. It was the guarantee that done it, like I said it would. I wrote it all out for him so there'd be no mistake. He said he'd go over to the garage and have Monk Martin install it for him, and I wish I could be there to watch his face.
I bought it from a friend of mine, Monk. All I want you to do is to unscrew my gas line at the carburetor and attach this little length of tubing into it, and then...
Doc, I'm kind of ashamed of you. These so-called gas savers, they never work worth a hoot. You know that.
Well, frankly, Monk, I don't expect it to work, but let's try it anyhow. I've got a little angle on this one.
Well, I'll put it on if you say so, but what kind of angle, Doc?
Well, I paid $5 for that thing, and I got a written guarantee here that says it'll cut my gas consumption by at least 50%.
This is just a little piece of tubing.
I know. But if it doesn't cut my gas consumption by at least half, he has to pay me double my money back, $10. The only reason I bought it was to pick up an easy $5, because anything McGee invents is utterly... What are you looking at?
This piece of tubing he sold you. It's plugged up some way.
Plugged up?
Yeah, I can't get it out, but it looks like a wad of cotton way down inside of it. It's stopped up completely.
Well, if that isn't the silliest idea I ever... Wait a minute. Let me read this guarantee again.
Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing. The guy promised to make your car use less gas, huh?
Well, it says, guarantee that with a McGee gas saver on your car, you will not use even half as much gas as before.
Don't look now, Doc, but I think you've been stabbed.
Yeah, I'm afraid I have.
If I put this thing on, it'll stop up your gas line. Your car won't use any gas. Mm. It won't even start, so naturally it won't use no gas.
Little Weisenheimer.
I'm afraid you've been took, Doc.
Well, we'll see. Fill her up with gas and oil, Monk, while I ponder this thing a little. I may possibly work out a little idea.
McGee, have you heard anything from Dr. Gamble yet?
No, and I'm kind of puzzled, Molly. I thought he'd be over here screaming and yelling hours ago. That's why I'm keeping a copy of my guarantee handy to read it to him again, because...
Oh, that's him. Come in.
Hello, Molly. Hi, inventor.
Come in, Dr. Gamble.
Hi, barrel seat. I thought you'd be over here long ago. How does the gas saver work, Fats?
McGee, you've really done it this time.
I didn't want him to do it, Doctor, but he insisted.
You know that I took my car clear out to Dugan's Lake and back and used less than a quart of gasoline?
That's the way I had it plugged up. You done what?
Put that gas saver of yours on and headed my car out into the country.
Yeah?
Went clear out to Dugan's Lake, turned around and came back and used less than a quart of gasoline. 20 miles, that is.
Heavenly days, 20 miles on a quart of gas?
Holy smoke. You mean it works? I mean it works.
Didn't you expect it to work? You guaranteed it.
Well, sure. I knew it would work, but, well, gee whiz. Well, my gosh, 20 miles on a quart of gas. You hear that, Molly?
Yeah, I heard it, but...
Boy, oh, boy, I ought to make a fortune out of this thing.
Well, I hope you do, Sonny. But, well, how about me?
What you mean, how about you?
Well, I sort of feel that since I was more or less the demonstrator on this invention of yours, since I was the first one to test it for you... I ought to get something out of it, too.
I think so, too, McGee. That's fair enough.
I don't know. After all, I invented it. What do I need him for?
Look, McGee, people are going to hear about this thing, and they're going to come to me and ask me about it. Because I'm the one man who has actually tried one.
True.
Now, when they ask me if it's any good, do you want me just to smile and shake my head? Or do you want me to tell them?
Well, you got a point, Doc. How much?
Oh, I don't know. Why don't we say $10 now and maybe more later?
It's a deal. You got $10, Molly? Never mind. Here's the $5 Doc paid me, and here's $5 more. There you are, Ducky. $10.
Thank you.
Boy, oh boy, this is going to be the biggest thing to hit the auto industry since what you got there, Doc.
This is my agreement with you. I wrote it all out before I came over.
I'll take it, Doctor.
Read it out loud, will you, kiddo? I want to see if everything is covered.
Okay. It says, I, George Gamble, hereby agree to tell everybody, especially everybody at the Elks Club, about the McGee Gas Saver, with which McGee tried to gyp me out of
$5. Oh, well, gee, well,
and I'll tell them how, when I found it wouldn't work, I turned the tables and gyped McGee instead.
Hey, what you mean it wouldn't work? You just told us you drove your car out to Dugan's Lake and back on a quart of gas.
Oh, no. I said I took it out to Dugan's Lake and back.
Sure.
Monk Martin towed it for me with his tow truck.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't use any gas, as a matter of fact. Couldn't get gas through that plugged-up tube you sold me anyhow.
Boy, of all the dirty chiseling conniving.
Thanks for the $10, pigeon.
Hey, give me my dough. You come back here.
Oh, I can't dilly-dally. I gotta get down to the Oaks Club like I promised you.
Gamble!
Tell all the boys about this.
Oh, that dirty chiseling.
Oh, stop it, McGee. Stop it now. You proved your point. Every man's a pigeon if you feed him the right kind of corn.
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
At night, when sleep won't come and you toss and turn or get up and read or just lie there and think, take Miles Nervine to help you relax. Remember this, Miles Nervine doesn't put you to sleep, it relaxes you and lets you sleep. And what a difference that makes. You wake up next morning feeling more rested and refreshed and ready for the day's activities. Miles Nervine is pleasant to take and it's easy to buy, too. Get Miles Nervine at any drugstore. Follow the label, avoid excessive use. And when sleep won't come, remember, you can relax with Miles Nervine.
Smart aleck. Double-crossing, two-timing, backstabbing, big...
What'd you say, McGee?
Oh, nothing. So long, everybody.
Goodbye, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Dr. Gamble is played by Arthur Q. Bryan. Jack Crucian appeared as Monk Martin. This is John Wald inviting you back tomorrow for another chuckling quarter hour with Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Hear the news with Pauline Frederick today on most NBC radio stations.